step in to the savory moment. How are your trusty, hardworking cutting boards these days? What about your handmade wooden spoons and that curvy walnut salad bowl you've been filling with fresh garden greens? If they're looking a little peaked, a little dry and dull, it might be time to book them a kitchen counter massage and rustle up some wood conditioner. There are all kinds of wood conditioners out there. Most contain beeswax with additional ingredients like carnauba wax from Brazilian palm trees and mineral oil, the food safe kind. These have a semi-liquid consistency and a soft, honey-like smell. If those ingredients don't strike your fancy, you can also find products made with coconut oil, with more of a butter-like consistency. You can even just use plain coconut oil. Don't use liquid cooking oils, though, like olive oil or vegetable oil. They'll turn rancid. Here's how to condition your wooden tools. First, wash with warm, soapy water, rinse well, and allow to dry completely. Liberally apply the wood conditioner of your choice. Use a soft cloth, or even better, massage in the conditioner with your fingertips. Use enough so that a noticeable sheen accumulates on the surface. Wait 2 to 3 hours or even overnight for the oils to really soak in. Then wipe off the excess conditioner with a soft cloth. What you'll probably notice first about your spoons, boards, and bowls is their beauty. Conditioners not only protect against water damage, mold, and stains, they also bring out the color and grain of the wood and add a luster that makes your kitchen and dinner table sparkle. Find instructions for making your own food-safe beeswax wood conditioner at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment. Thank you.